This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
It's the warm-up show with Al and Jerry.
Welcome back to the warm-up program. Al Dukes here. Jerry is with Rutgers. CeeLo is in for him. Eddie Scazzeri is here. Now, here's a Canadian I like, Bryan Adams.
Oh, yeah.
He's good.
One of the greats.
Oh, one of the greats.
I mean, it is a long list of tremendous athletes and performers from Canada. I mean, there's plenty of them out there.
Yes. Yes, there are.
Yeah, especially the actors and actresses category.
No, it's great when an actor or actress or singer tries to be political and it backfires in their face. I love that's the one fun thing about it's one of the fun things about Twitter X.
Good edit there.
When somebody what was my edit?
Well, you said that's the one, and then you said it's one of the
one
things.
Of yeah. Twitter is
not the
great.
Only thing, but
it's terrific.
Yeah,
but one of the great things is when a famous person decides they're going to put themselves out there as, look at what I'm doing, and then it just backfires in their face. The latest being Sheryl Crow. So Sheryl Crow decided that she would take to social media to show her giving away her Tesla because, as she said, who you hang out with says a lot about you.
Okay.
Okay.
Even though she's not actually hanging out with Elon Musk?
Right. So she's taken it that the fact that she owns a Tesla means she hangs out with Elon Musk,
yeah.
And she doesn't want to hang out with those people. So there she is waving her Tesla goodbye. And then what does Twitter do? 9,000 photos of her standing next to Harvey Weinstein. Oh, it was so great. Just shut your mouth, Sheryl Crow.
And there are many examples of that, of course.
That's what I mean. It's just like you just can't grandstand because we will find you. The internet is forever. Photos don't disappear. And that's it. So I guess you do hang out with people you don't like. Unless you like Harvey Weinstein.
Okay. We like Harvey Weinstein. I mean,
yes.
She had to have remembered being around him, posing with him, no?
Like, I don't know.
Come on.
It sounds like she didn't.
Let's put yourself in
those
shoes for a second.
So you don't think Sheryl Crow hits send on that waving goodbye to her Tesla, right? And that she's not shocked when the Harvey Weinstein pictures come back? 100% she forgot about those.
I mean, how does that happen when you consider...
Woo!
When you consider...
Celebrities are dense, CeeLo. They have no brains.
I guess. And they, I'm sure, meet a lot of people and pose with a lot of people. Yeah,
sure
I was going to ask you to put yourself in that situation,
uh-huh.
But that's not really a good comparable. So I'll take the L on that one. Okay. Fair enough.
Tremendous. By the way, the list of Justin Tucker accusers.
Oh, yeah. It's growing by the day.
Had
right?
seven more women to a total of 16. A guilty. No trial needed.
Al doesn't, Doesn't wait for the legal process, the judicial process to play out.
We did it to Deshaun Watson. Only fair that we do it to Justin Tucker. You weirdo.
Okay.
Guy's been banned from banned from many massage parlors.
Which is just, it's tough to defend that one.
No, can't defend it. Guilty.
That many. I don't,
16 women like, in various places. Not like it was one place that had a vendetta against them.
Yeah. I don't even know that I've had enough massages in my life to get to that many people. Like, let's say in my life, the amount of massages I had, and I would have had to do something wrong in each of them.
Right.
I still don't think I'm even getting to that number. I recognize he's a professional athlete and they get it done more regularly.
Yes.
But why? Don't the teams employ masseuses?
Yeah, but you can't assault them, so you have to go other places, according to these athletes.
Yeah. According to
well, at least two we know. Deshaun Watson, say,
right, yeah.
Justin Tucker.
Going on record. Well, if you want to assault them, you can't.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, the team ones.
Yeah. I guess, yeah. So it's like premeditated then is what we're saying.
Correct. They are creepers.
Yeah.
Justin Tucker, you creep.
I would not have landed. You could have given me a lot of names.
Mm-hmm.
It would have taken me a while to get to Justin
yeah,
Tucker.
Yeah, I mean, he likes opera.
Yeah.
But other than that.
He's a kicker.
He's a kicker, yeah. Right. Kickers don't seem like.
He's not jacked. He's
right.
Like tall, thin,
correct.
Regular looking man.
Mm-hmm.
Big leg.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
You buying this New York Post report that says Aaron Rodgers, quote, pleaded with the Jets to keep him and, quote, aggressively urged them to give him another year?
You've paid attention to Aaron Rodgers quite closely these last few years. Does he strike you as a man? It's at a stage of his life where he'd be doing any of that?
No. I feel like he'd be like, the Jets are like, we're going to move on. Okay.
Yeah. That's pretty much cool. How I see it going.
Yeah. All right.
Like, of all the teams, sorry, no offense, Jet fans, I know we're sensitive, like, I'm not trying to throw shade at you, but, like, why would he desperately need to stay with the Jets?
Don't know.
So, no, I'm not buying it.
Me neither.
I'm not suggesting it's a made-up story. I'm sure somebody somewhere told the Post, was this a Brian Costello report?
No, it was two people I never heard of.
Oh, see that? That smells more like Page Six than it does Jets beat.
Let me see who did it. New York Post.
Hmm. Yeah, I unfortunately, there's always multiple sides to these stories now where these quotes and these sources come from. Like, you got to think about agendas.
This was a, let's see.
Oh, boy.
Steve Helling.
Not familiar.
Ryan Dunleavy.
Okay, I know Ryan Dunleavy. Who covers the Giants more so than the
Jets. Oh, is that right?
But, all right.
He begged them, CEO, please take me back.
All right, so this would be my read on this. And again, this is just me speculating, trying to read between the lines, because that's what we got to do in this day and age. We can't necessarily trust these stories even when
right.
they're sourced. That's not me taking shots at the reporters or the outlet. It is what it is. So, like, even I've C-Mac, I don't understand. Like, why? How could the Jets possibly want to move on from Aaron Rodgers? Like, obviously they moved on. He had the Diana Rossini report about, you know, the McAfee show, and he's got to show up to all the stuff if he was going to stick around, yada, yada, blah, 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 blah. So now it's like, well, who are the Jets? Who are they to be sending this guy back out to free agency? Like, they'd be lucky to, you know. So now if I'm trying to figure out what happened here, the Jets go and they say, hey, look, they come out looking like, you know, the position of power.
They
he
made
came
the
and begged
yeah.
to, right? It's not the old... Who's got the upper hand? That's what it seems like to me. New regime with the Jets. Let's make sure we're controlling the situation, the narrative. Again, I was of the opinion that they should move on from Aaron Rodgers, so I'm not knocking the Jets. But if I'm hearing that story and I have a hard time believing Aaron Rodgers actually went and did this, like, I don't think that's being leaked from his side. You
Correct.
Follow me on that?
Yes, for sure.
All right.
Now, the Jets don't have a quarterback. I think they have Tyrod Taylor.
Okay. And Jordan Travis, who had basically a redshirt rookie year because he got hurt in college and basically wasn't hurt from all season long.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So safe to say the Jets do need a quarterback.
Of some sort, yeah.
Yes. So Rodney Harrison suggested the Jets go after quarterback Hendon Hooker, who was the backup in Detroit where Aaron Glenn was. Problem I have with this is when it came playoff time, they bumped him to number three in favor of Teddy Bridgewater, who was not playing football.
Right. He was retired and coaching high school, I think.
Yeah, high school.
He just won a championship.
Just won a high school championship.
Yeah.
Which means they had zero confidence in that guy being able to do anything in a game. Do we want him? No, we do not.
Yes and no.
Is his name cool, Hendon Hooker? Yes, it is.
I get it. I get where you're coming from, but like, again, that's a quarterback who fell in the draft because he was hurt. He's playing behind Jared Goff, so he was basically not seeing any playing time at all.
Correct.
So I wanted to pull this up. So he got into three games this year, right? He threw 9 passes.
Nice.
Okay.
Hendon Hooker.
So, like, let's say worst case scenario, and Bridgewater did end up briefly getting into a playoff game because Goff went into the concussion protocol or to get checked for a concussion. Like, you're going to... The Lions had Super Bowl aspirations, right? Dan Campbell, they built it up. And you're going to throw a rookie in there with 9 career passes in a playoff game. Like, not that Teddy Bridgewater is the second coming or anything like that, but at least there's some experience.
All right.
They added him as a, hey, he's going to hop aboard this train here for the playoff run. I think he had some experience in their system. So, like, I don't want to make that out to be some sort of knock on Hendon Hooker. I think that was just a... Let's make sure all our T's are crossed, I's are dotted. It's the playoffs, and we don't want to go in and, you know, take a chance and get exposed, that sort of thing. He might very well have a promising future, to the point where I don't know that the Lions would necessarily be looking to move on from him.
Oh, is that right?
I mean,
now they want him,
they
I
made
guess.
Him a third round, and he actually wasn't even his rookie year. He was in 2023, so this was his second year. He's got 2 years in the league. He's thrown 9 career passes.
See, that's not good.
But he's playing behind an established guy who's clearly right now the franchise quarterback for an organization that is on the uprise. You know, like they were supposed to go to the Super Bowl this year.
Correct. They did not.
I am aware.
They lost to a rookie quarterback. Embarrassing.
They did, yeah. Rookie quarterback who's got a pretty promising future.
Correct.
But no, I don't I don't know that they're going to be moving on. Like, why would they have invested a third round pick in him last year to then, like, they're not going to get a better pick for that. He hasn't played.
Right. That's true. Fair enough, CeeLo.
I suppose they could. I'd be surprised, though.
The Eagles had their Super Bowl parade on Friday. Two women were shot,
yeah.
Which is the second straight Super Bowl parade where someone's been shot.
Yeah. That's not
which will keep me from
want.
Ever going to a Super Bowl parade because I do not want to get shot.
Well, that would involve us winning one around here again. I don't think you're going out of market for a Super Bowl parade.
No, I'm not. Also, Eagles GM Howie Roseman and Cooper DeJean both got hit in the head with beer cans.
Yes.
Full beer cans.
Yeah.
Not had beer thrown on them or got hit with an empty can. Got hit. Which means randos in the crowd probably got pelted with beer cans.
I'm sure.
What type of animals are grabbing a can of beer and throwing it?
Very drunk.
Eagles, losers.
Very
that's
drunk.
Who.
Roseman got drilled on the float, right?
Yeah.
And then when he went up to make his speech at wherever they were, it was a very short speech.
Yeah.
Right? It was just like, probably, I bleed for this city.
And, right.
You know, we're gonna,
encouraging it.
But like, you know, you could visually, I think he was bleeding.
He was.
Yeah, that's why he said.
But of course, they think
was.
It's cool.
I bleed for this city. Do they?
Yeah. Yeah, he did. He's going to wear that like a badge of courage.
I think he just knows if he gets all bent out of shape, you know, the city maybe scoffs at him a little bit, even though he just won his second Super Bowl.
Right, so now he's got to.
Less than a decade.
Now he's got to go up there and want to be hit with a beer can in the forehead.
It might be a middle ground somewhere.
Please hit me again.
Looked like Francesa after that. Trunk incident a couple
Boom.
Weeks ago. That thing's still there. Every time I see his podcast clips, he's still got visual evidence of
Francesa?
That. Yeah.
From fighting his car trunk?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's very...
Not band-aided anymore, but there's still a mark there.
Yeah.
Mm.
Remember Craig Carton who worked here?
I'm familiar, yeah.
He had an incident with his trunk many, many years ago that involved his penis.
Come on.
I swear.
Was this pre him working at Fans?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Give me a guess.
And somehow a latch got caught on it, and yeah, I got to get a refresher on that
yeah.
next time I speak with him.
Sounds like there's some details missing.
Yeah.
How regular are you guys speaking these days?
Not,
am I allowed to ask that
yeah,
on the air?
Every 2 weeks, maybe.
Oh, that's solid.
Yeah, something like that.
I've got family members that I'm tight with that I don't speak to every 2 weeks. I'm serious.
Yeah.
I'm not a big phone guy to begin with.
Yeah, I'm not a huge phone guy either.
Shocker.
I'll text.
Yeah. Text is usually the way to go. Today's day and age. I don't... Yeah, I know you said you need a refresher, but... So this was through clothing this happened?
It was through clothing, yeah. But I think like shorts. So it was like not jean material.
Right.
And it involved something with the latch and getting it somehow stuck on the latch.
That doesn't sound pleasant.
No.
Sounds like something that could cause permanent damage, actually.
Yes. Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
But I guess it didn't. Because
ouch. Ouch is correct.
Married with a nice family and multiple
yeah.
kids.
And I believe little Anthony came along after the incident, which means...
Wait a second, though.
Wait a second.
Little Anthony... Well, certainly, that's his youngest.
Yes.
Were all of his other kids born before he started working at Fan?
Mm-hmm. That's a good
I'm
question.
Putting you on the spot again here.
I'm going to say yes.
All right. So then, in theory, then this incident took place shortly before... He came to work at Fan because his kids were very young when he started
yeah,
here.
I think that's
and as
fair.
You alluded to, young Anthony was not even born yet.
Correct.
Because I remember when he was born and it being a, you know, a thing around here.
That kid's going to be an entertainer for sure. Little Anthony. Quick break here, CeeLo. When we return, one other kind of notes. So I have a couple of baseball notes. I don't know if it's anything exciting. I got a couple of media notes. Those are more exciting to me. Then Gio... With Willie Colon.
Yes.
At 6 o'clock.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.